The good news for today is found in Luke chapter 6. Jesus looked at his disciples and said, "Happy are you poor. The kingdom of God is yours. Happy are you who are hungry now. You will be filled. Happy are you who weep now. You will laugh. Happy are you when people hate and reject you, insult you, and say that you are evil, all because of the Son of Man. Be glad when that happens and dance for joy, because a great reward is kept for you in heaven. For their ancestors did the very same things to the prophets. But how terrible for you who are rich now. You have had your easy life. How terrible for you who are full now. You will go hungry. How terrible for you who laugh now. You will mourn and weep. How terrible when all people speak well of you. Their ancestors said the very same things about the false prophets. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone hits you on one cheek, let him hit the other one too. If someone takes your coat, let him have your shirt as well. Give to everyone who asks you for something, and when someone takes what is yours, do not ask for it back. Do for others just what you want them to do for you." The Gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
These are some interesting words we hear this morning. They are words of challenge and maybe some words of comfort. We're used to maybe hearing this version more often with, "Blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are those who weep." That is another way we could translate, "Happy are those, happy are you." And we also hear, "Oh, woe those who are rich, woe those who are full." And that also gets translated as, "Oh, how terrible for you." The Gospel of Matthew in Matthew chapter 5 has a similar version to what we heard just here in Luke. But in Luke, it's called the Sermon on the Plain instead of the Sermon on the Mount, like we're used to hearing in Matthew. Maybe the Sermon on the Plain is a better sermon for us prairie dwellers to hear, don't you think? And so we have these words from Jesus. What are we to make of it? Well, let's set the stage maybe just a little bit more. And back in verse 17, we hear when Jesus had come down from the hill with his apostles, he stood on a level place with a large number of his disciples. A large crowd of people was there from all over Judea and from Jerusalem and from the coast cities of Tyre and Sidon. A large crowd. I've got a picture of a large crowd that Chris will pull up here. Do you recognize it, some of you? It's Robben's Island. It's Rockin' Robbins. It's a concert that happens out there in the summer. But we have a large crowd of people on a level place, huh? Diverse, all different kinds of people. We have rich and poor, wealthy, hungry. They're all sitting out there together, aren't they? Just like the people who came to hear Jesus. All different kinds of people. Broken people, If you read earlier in the text, it says people came seeking healing. People came to Jesus seeking healing and wholeness. People like us. And so Jesus starts out, well, happy are the poor, happy are the hungry, happy are those who weep. Now, I don't know about your reaction, but when I hear that, I'm like, really? I don't think so. I don't think I have met too many people who would say they're happy to be struggling to put enough food on the table. So it got me thinking about how else could we think about this, or what is Jesus trying to say and what does he mean? And I started thinking about how on social media, and I realize maybe not all of you are familiar with Facebook and things like that, but a lot of times on social media, people put up these pictures of these times when they're doing really well. You know, a family dinner, they've had this great trip to Disneyland, something like that, and they will put on their hashtag blessed. Hashtag blessed. So I wondered, what would that look like for us in our text? So here's some other images. I don't know if you can see that, but I created these. These are fake posts. Yes, you can do that. There is a generator online if you want to make your own fake Facebook posts. So this is Jimmy D, and it says, hungry today, looking for bread, hashtag blessed. Does this look a little different from what we're used to seeing? Or what about this image, the next one here? The guy on the bench, I called him Johnny Shoe. You can see his shoe in the picture there, huh? Found a great bench today. Hashtag sleeping outdoors. Hashtag blessed. And I'll admit to trying to have a little bit of fun. The second post, if you can't see it too well, it's a woman sitting outside on the sidewalk, and her name is Anita Buck. It was a good day sitting on the sidewalk asking for spare change. Hashtag blessed. Really? Really? Hashtag blessed? What is Jesus saying? Another image here, maybe to get the idea. Would you ever have thought to put hashtag blessed on a picture of a funeral? Buried my husband. Hashtag blessed. It's not what we would normally think of as being blessed, is it? And I think when we think about being blessed, we can confuse good fortune with blessing. Or we can begin to think that just because things are going well, then we have God's favor, right? I don't think that's how it works. Or maybe we continue to flip things upside down like Jesus did. And here's another image. Had a bad fight with my wife. We really yelled a lot. Happy are you when people hate you, reject you, insult you, and say that you are evil. I think you get the idea, but let's flip it around a little bit. Here's another image. I didn't put it into a Facebook post, but what about hashtag how terrible? Hashtag woe to you. Another one. This is the one we would be putting up there saying hashtag blessed, and Jesus is saying how terrible. Woe to you. Or one other image here, these good friends laughing. But how terrible is that? How terrible for you who laugh now, you will mourn and weep. Are you confused? Uncomfortable? I said this would be a text of challenge, right? What's going on? Jesus is turning our human ways of thinking and our human expectations upside down. He's talking to this large, diverse group of people, and he is saying, things are not what you think they are. Don't think more of yourself if you're rich, and don't think less of people who are not. They are all part of God's kingdom. God sees our status differently. God sees us all together like this. Luke doesn't divide people. He doesn't categorize them. Neither does Jesus. They are all broken in some way. And Jesus is speaking about the reality of our life, the ups and the downs, right? The poor and the rich, the good and the bad, the hungry and the full. We experience it all. So today on All Saints Sunday, Jesus's words can remind us that we are all in this together. We are all saints and sinners. And that when we come together and follow those instructions to love and to serve and to do good and to give, that is when we begin to realize God's kingdom here on earth. And we have a threefold hope that what has happened in the past does not have to define us. What is happening now can be transformed, and then we have the ultimate hope of the future, of life eternal. Today we will remember those who have died and remember that they are with us too. That God's love is for all people. So wherever you are feeling this morning on that continuum of hashtag blessed, hashtag how terrible, remember this. Love wins. God always wins, and so we live in hope. Thanks be to God. Amen.